Good morning. This year is going to be aired on the 45th day of the Omer. And we are learning Chay Adam, Hilchos Brachos, and we're learning Klal Hey, and we're looking at Siman Yud Zayin. So we started that yesterday, and we're now holding in the middle of Siman Yud Zayin. So he's going to divide the halachas of being Moitzi, somebody else with Brachos, into the topic of Birchas and Ahenin, brachas which are in context of eating. We'll talk about that later on in Siman Yutes and Siman Chof. But meanwhile, Birchas HaMitzvos and Birchas HaShevach, which we say, for example, the brachas we say in the morning, thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu for the different elements of we have the ability to walk, clothing, etc. So can I be Moitzi somebody? So Mikra Din on the Raisa level, Shemeya Ka'ayna, if I say it and I have a mind to invite to you and you hear what I'm saying, we should fulfill the process. You should be able to hear it with me. However, the Chachamim set up that we're only going to allow one person to invite to somebody else within certain parameters. So he continues and he says like this, the Birchas HaShachar or Birchas Kriya Shema or Kriya Shema. So we're going to allow one person to mitzvah somebody else only in the context of having a chazan with a tzibur and a minyan. So in the context of a minyan, we said that the role of the person who's leading is that he can then say the bracha and mitzvah to other people as well. So that's true in Birchas Kriya Shema. That's true in Kriya Shema itself, he adds as well. Well, that seems to be a much discussion whether that's true or not. Shabura holds that the Kriya Shema itself, one individual can mutter to somebody else, or a person has difficulty reading, etc. That'll work. But he adds that point. But in Birchas Kriya Shema and Birchas HaShachar, so in the case, or let's say I'm not sure if I said one of the brachas of the morning. I think I might have skipped, and I'm not sure. I want the chazan to be moitzi me. So if there's 10 people there, so the chayadim says he can be moitzi me. But if there's not 10 people there, according to the chayadim, he would not be able to be moitzi me. The Mishabura actually brings that the Prima Gadim says if a person is not a baki, he's not able to do it himself, then even without 10 people, I would be able to be moitzi. So in case when I'm a sofik, I'm not sure if I said something, I can't say the bracha because of the problem of bracha. Possibly a bracha lebatala, so I am like an enabaki at that point in time, and therefore the chazan could be moitzi me. I could go over to the chazan beforehand to have in mind to be moitzi me, and with the bracha of mabisha rumim. I'm not sure if I said it or not. Okay, but the chayotim says that you need 10 people to do that. Was moitzi bein habaki or bein shenabaki. Once I have 10 people, I can be moitzi another person, even if he's able to do it himself. If he chooses to be yotze with me, I can be moitzi him. With tefillah, ainu moitzi ela davka shena baki. Shmoneh Esrei itself, Chazal want each person to say Shmoneh Esrei himself, because tefillah is an act which a person really should be expressing his own himself. It's an act of the person's being talking to his creator. So it would be appropriate that the person should say it himself and not have someone else be moitzi them. But if a person is not a baki, he's not able to do it himself, so then he can be moitzi them. Now, again, this could mean a person who just doesn't know how to read it, but it also could mean a person who has a halachic suffix, whether was Yotze Shemot Esrei, so me suffix, and he cannot just go again on me suffix and say the brachas, there might be brachas levatolo. So then he could listen to the chazan, the chazar shashats, and be Yotze with the chazar shashats. But not in Birchas HaShachar, in other words, not in the context of the process of davening, where Chazal wanted this to be done either as an individual doing it himself or the tzibur doing it together. You need davka tzibur to be moitzi, but other brachas, we don't have that requirement. So if a person wanted to be moitzi me with the bracha on lightning, theoretically I could have the person be moitzi on the bracha with lightning without a problem. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we're going to skip to Siman Yutes, which talks about how Birchas and Henin are different, and that will be Yutes and then Chof. We'll do those two Simonim, and then we'll go back to Yutes and then continue with Chof Aleph. Have a good morning.